Okay, so I'm going to get started just a couple minutes early, but I don't want to, I don't want anybody to miss the beginning if they're going to call in. So I'm going to turn off the tone of the center. And then get you guys muted. And then we'll just a minute or two, and we'll put up the PDF. Tonight we're going to do, we're going to go through the PDF like we usually do, and we're going to actually go through the forgiveness process. So if you haven't opened your PDF yet, first of all, so sorry, I was so sick yesterday, and which is really interesting. As I've said to many of you in the past, every sickness has a reason, and mine definitely had a reason. And I'm happy to announce that it was only a 24-hour reason, so I'm feeling much better now. And yeah, that was no fun at all. I think it was just allergies, but it was so magnified, and I felt so awful. I literally forgot everything that I was supposed to do. And one of those things on my list was to send out the PDF, so it didn't go out until today, I think around 11 o'clock. So if you haven't already opened the PDF, this would be a good time to do it. And this week is about forgiveness, which we're going to talk about in just a minute here. I'm going to give it one more second. But this call is going to be really important, so make sure that you have the callback information or the, you know, to listen to the recorded call, because you can go back and use this process anytime. This is the compassionate self-forgiveness process. And you can definitely do it by yourself with just reading, you know, the steps, but it's really nice to have somebody guiding you. And you're, of course, you know, welcome to share the process with anyone in your life. It would be great if you knew somebody that's also working with me, so they know some of the languaging, or just somebody you really trust that you can share this process with, because it is a nice process to do in partnership with someone. Or you can listen to the call, or you can just do it on your own. Once you know the process well, it's really easy to just do it on your own, and it's so magnificent. And I'll share that with you in just a little bit. But what else did I want to say about this? I think that was it. So it is now 6 p.m. in Arizona, so we will get started. So this is week 5 all of a sudden. That went by really, really fast. I can't believe we only have one more week in the 40 days of self-love. So hopefully you're all at the place where the foundation feels pretty normal to you, if that's possible. So it's like your regular day-to-day ritual. That's a beautiful thing. The longer you can keep it up, the better. And, of course, Seva, which was week 2, really being aware of how you can give and be of service to other people without attachment, not to be selfless, meaning not to be giving if you don't have it to give, but being selfless, meaning that you're not looking for something for yourself. You're doing it without attachment. So hopefully you can keep that up. And then week 3, telling the truth, that's a big one, not only to others but to yourself. Week 4, listening. Really listening and asking questions and hearing in between the words and asking the questions to get the information so you can know deeper and deeper about the proper choice to make in each and every moment, choosing love over fear. And this week is the big F word, forgiveness. I love this quote so much. Without forgiveness, life is governed by an endless cycle of resentment and retaliation. It's so hard and, like, just kick-ass, and it's so true. I mean, we all know those people that have never forgiven anyone in their lives, and they definitely haven't forgiven themselves. And it is. It's a cycle of resentment and retaliation. I've seen it happen in so many people, unfortunately. And then the next quote is, forgiveness is the answer to the child's dream of a miracle by which what is broken is made whole again. What is soiled is again made clean. Love that one, too. But I'll save my favorite one for the end on the PDF, too. So let's just begin and talk a little bit about forgiveness in general. As the PDF said, forgiveness is a choice, it's a state of mind, an emotional release, and a courageous act of love. It takes a lot of courage to forgive. especially towards ourselves, forgiveness can set us free, grant us wings, and give us light. Surprisingly, though, most people don't realize we ourselves are the ones we need to forgive. Most people never see the judgments that they're placing on themselves, the shame, the blame, and the anger that they feel towards themselves. We try so hard to place the blame on others, and when we do that, blame others, it seems for a moment to take the pressure off of ourselves. The truth is that if you're blaming someone else, you're also blaming yourself. You just don't realize it. In authenticity, there is no one to blame. It is all our chosen lesson. It is all in our control. We are responsible for our feelings, our actions, and for our forgiveness. This, of course, is a little bit hard to digest at times, and I definitely had a hard time with it at first, but you guys are definitely ready. You are ready because you have taken the time and the steps to begin the process of self-love. Now, if you think about it, maybe you've been in a relationship at some point in your life, and maybe that person has done something that has hurt you. Until you really, truly move into that essence of forgiveness, the love and that relationship becomes more and more difficult. It's not as easy. It's definitely not as enticing to be in love with someone when you're holding that feeling of whatever it is, resentment, anger, hurt, pain over them or over the relationship and, of course, over yourself. So think of all the things that you've done that you've completed at this point in the 40-day program. You've created the daily rituals, the service, the truth, listening. Now you are ready for the next step, self-forgiveness. It's the only logical next step. This week will require you to set aside at least 1 hour. And truly, I mean, listen, if you've come this far and you've been faithful with the program, you know, an hour is not going to do it justice. Take the time to listen to it tonight, and you're going to be able, we're going to actually go through the process together tonight. At least one other time this week, at very least, do this process again. Whether it's re-listening to the process on this call, or it's just reading and doing the writing instead of the speaking, or finding a partner to do it with at least one other time. As you continue to practice this process, you can use it immediately in your mind. It's really beautiful how that works. Let's see, what else do we have here? And this is primarily about self-forgiveness, but you'll see that during the process, you have the opportunity to forgive others as well. But there is a difference between forgiving others and forgiving ourselves. Now, there are certain situations of abuse, of, you know, things that have created pain in your life that were clearly inflicted by another person. And it is important to grant them forgiveness as well. But what we're really looking, and we can do that tonight and when we were, and oh, the other piece I want to remind you guys of, some of you have scheduled your 30-minute appointments that go with this, that automatically come with this program, which is great. And if you have not yet, I would really encourage you to do your 30-minute session on forgiveness. If you've gone this far and you haven't done your 30-minute thing yet, then, you know, doing it on forgiveness and we can walk through the process together. Ideally, an hour would be great. Maybe you can pay for half a session and do the whole hour. But even just the 30 minutes to walk through it with me, you know, holding your hand would be really beneficial as well. So you can forgive others in this process, but the idea that's behind self-forgiveness is that no matter what somebody else has done to you, the forgiving of them, believe it or not, is kind of the easy part. The forgiving of ourselves, once you find what the self-judgment is, how you've been seeing yourself, how you feel about yourself in this moment because of X, Y, and Z, or because of that person, you'll realize the importance of self-forgiveness very quickly. So here's a quote. I went to University of Santa Monica, studied spiritual psychology, and my professors were Ron and Mary Helmick, and this was a big part of our process in that program, and this is a quote directly from them. Self-forgiveness is a most powerful healing process. It involves the interaction of experiencing love and compassion for oneself as well as for all of creation. It is an antidote to the pain and separation that results from passing judgment. More than words, compassionate self-forgiveness is a process of releasing judgments and opening to the experience of loving. It recognizes that we are humans really doing the best we know how to do at any given moment, and at times our performance falls short of our aspirations. Compassionate self-forgiveness provides a way of distinguishing, affirming, and experiencing the loving essence of who we are, regardless of our thoughts, feelings, and behavior. I say it's powerful stuff, and it works, so do it. So, let's get started. Follow the steps closely. You can do this with a partner, as I mentioned. Nice if they're doing the program too, of course, but it also works well alone. You can utilize the 30 minutes with me, as I mentioned, and we're going to guide the process right now. The main focus of this exercise is to be honest, to be clear, and very intentional about each step in the process. You can't go through this process and go, oh, well, that doesn't matter. I'm just going to skip and go to the next step. Every step of this process is extremely important. So in this moment, whether you're listening to the recorded call or live right now, make sure that you're in a comfortable space, a safe space, somewhere that you can express yourself without feeling worried about anybody else, you know, being too close to hear you or whatever. Make sure you're in a very safe, sacred space that you can express yourself. And if you print off these PDFs, that would be great. You can just make notes right on the sheet, or you can pull out your journal and make notes in the journal, because there is a little space in here where you can write. If you're listening to the call recorded on the website on freeconferencecall.com, there is instructions about how you can pause and fast forward and rewind. So if you didn't get one step, you can go back and listen to it again. Or if one step is taking you longer than I allot for, you can, you know, pause it and go from there. This is very powerful stuff, and there's so much more I could say about self-forgiveness, but I think that really the work is the explanation. So we're just going to go for it, okay? So center yourself. You can close your eyes if you'd like. Get comfortable. Recognize any pain or stress in the body. And as we know now, how easy it is to just send God's golden light right to the pain, right to the stress. Take a couple deep breaths. Notice your breathing. Notice the expansion of the rib cage, the rise and fall of your chest. Move your breath down into your belly. Get a couple good belly breaths in there. And just become very aware of yourself. The first step is to open your heart. We may think that we're walking around with our hearts open every day, and some of us wear our heart on our sleeve more than others, for sure. But whenever you feel like you need to come into your heart, even if you're just simply stressed about X, Y, and Z, or worried about something and you just really need to center into your heart space, or to simply control your stress, a really beautiful way that you can instantly drop in is by thinking about something or someone that you love unconditionally. If you have your own child, then thinking of your child as they were when they were born or at the fondest moment in their life is really helpful. Thinking of a pet that you love dearly or a childhood pet that you had at one point is really helpful. All these ideas of just thinking of something that instantly gives you the feeling of unconditional love. Could be. I've had some people that think of a situation from the past, an event from the past, and that seems to work for them. But most of my experiences are with my son, Julian, and I've had clients that have had, you know, dear relationships with pets, and they can think of their favorite dog or cat or whatever, and they get to that space of unconditional love. So just feel the space of that unconditional love and really, truly feel the heart opening up, softening, and receiving the beauty that is truly meant to be received. Step two, remember that you are a child of God. You are present for yourself or for your partner. If you're working with someone else, you express to them that I am present for you. Both of you do step one, and on step two, the person that's acting as the counselor would really express that you're holding space right now. You can even imagine someone, if you're doing this on your own, holding space for you. But right now, just know that I am holding space for you. I am holding the most sacred, beautiful, kind, unconditional space for you in this moment. Know that this process is an important part of your growth. It's impossible to move forward, to continue to bloom, to continue to find your soul's purpose, if you're harboring feelings of resentment or pain or guilt or anything like that against anyone on the outside, or what appears to be the outside, or against yourself. So in order to truly move forward, you must do self-forgiveness. It's not an option. So in this moment, acknowledge yourself for taking the time and the effort to do this work, to do this process. Number three, and from here on out, we're just going to move forward as it is the truth that I am guiding you and you are participating. And in the PDF, there's examples and guidance if you are with a partner. But I'm going to just guide you from here on out, so just relax into it. So at this time, I want you to ask yourself to explore any situation that comes up for you, a situation that has triggered you or upset you, and let yourself feel the upset. Maybe it was something that happened today. Maybe it was something that happened recently that was the straw that, you know, quote unquote, broke the camel's back. Maybe it's just a person that every time this person shows up in your life, there's an issue. There's a trigger. Maybe it's a old job or a relationship or an event. But just really be present and let yourself feel the upset. Let yourself just recall this upset. At this point, you can write down all of the ways you're feeling. I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling jealous, I'm feeling guilty, I'm feeling resentful, I'm feeling even vindictive or rage or sorrow or pain. You know, get it out. And you can speak this as well. It's good to verbalize it. It's good to allow yourself to feel this emotion. And this step can take as long as you need. So in this moment for this process, find that thing that's triggering you, or that person that you have an issue with, or the situation, or whatever the case may be, and allow yourself to go there and feel the upset. Very rarely do we really allow ourselves to feel the upset. And it's okay. You're in a very safe space, and expressing your feelings is very healthy. You're going to allow the tears, the rage, the pain, all of it to come up. And take several minutes now. You can pause me if you're listening recorded. And just free write all the things that you're feeling. Allow it all to come up. There is such a thing as no more tears to cry about a situation or about a person. There's also no more words. So every time this situation or any situation in your life comes up, the more you express it and get it out, the better. The more you'll find that you're coming back to center. So whether you're speaking it or writing it, at this point, you should have at least three key words, at least, and you probably have a lot more, but at least three key words about the judgment that you're having towards someone else or yourself. So ask yourself to explore the judgments that come up towards yourself or others in this situation. Remember that you are not your thought, your feelings, or your behaviors for that matter. All these things are part of the human experience, but it does not identify you. So you can begin to express your feelings in this way. You can begin by saying, I judge myself or that person as blank. Mean, hurtful, stupid, crazy, evil, wrong, etc. Be very honest about how you're feeling. If right now you're in the space of it's that person over there that I need to forgive, go with it. Just just focus on the forgiveness of that person. If you are at the place where you're realizing that in the past, perhaps you've put the blame on the other person, but now you're starting to realize that you're owning some of those judgments and responsibility, then go with that. There's nothing wrong with either one of those situations. We must always address where we're at. There's a thing called spiritual bypass that many New Agers like to do. And basically what it is like, for example, in this exercise, the spiritual bypass would be not forgiving others and going straight to forgiving yourself, because the truth is we only have ourselves to forgive. But that would be a spiritual bypass if you feel anger or resentment or pain or sorrow towards somebody else because of something they did. So be honest with yourself. If you feel the need to forgive someone else, forgive them. Then you can come back around and do this process again and forgive yourself for the judgments that you have. So only you can know where you're at. Only you know what is appropriate for you. Now, detach from the thought, action, and even the feelings. Detaching is not always easy to do. Detaching means that you're going to come into a loving space. And again, you can use the idea in step one of thinking of a child or a pet or a situation that brings you back to unconditional love. Or you can just come into the space where you imagine yourself in all your beauty and all your wholeness as a child of God. So now that you've created some space between the thoughts and the actions and the feelings, and before that you've got the I judge myself as, or I judge that person as, and you have a couple words, couple key words, but the space is there now from the emotions. Really focus on coming into the realization that you are not your emotions, not your feelings, not your judgment. You are actually a loving and brave person, and your authentic self will emerge as the ego begins to soften. At this point, your breathing should be steady, clear, your mind should be focused, and you should feel an openness of vulnerability. So now I'm going to invite you to move into compassionate self-forgiveness. Compassionate self-forgiveness of judgments, such as, I forgive myself for judging myself as. I'm going to give you a little bit of an example here. Let's say that you are going through a divorce and some very difficult times in the process of going through the divorce. And even though, let's say, that the divorce decision was fairly mutual, there were things that they did, things that you did, and things that just didn't go right in the relationship. Maybe you've come to the place where you're done blaming them, you're done pointing a finger, you're done trying to shame them. And let's say that you've come to the place where you really are feeling a lot of heavy guilt and judgment about your part in this marriage and in this divorce. So that's just an example. But fill that in with your situation. So back to the example. Let's say that you're really feeling a lot of guilt about how the relationship went, and you regret some of the actions that you took immediately following the inciting incident that created the desire for a divorce. These words are to be exact. I forgive myself for judging myself as. I forgive myself for judging myself as. Then you just let it come. So hand on your heart, eyes soft or closed, tapping into the emotion, but knowing it's not yours. Tapping into the feelings, but knowing that they don't identify who you are. But allowing them to be present. I forgive myself for judging myself as wrong, as a liar, as unkind, as stupid, as bad. I forgive myself for judging myself as anything less than a child of God. Don't struggle for the right word or judge yourself, for goodness sakes, about what word you're choosing in the moment, and repeat a specific word or feeling until you feel that it dissipates. So back to the example, if you're feeling guilt about the relationship, about the things that you feel like you could have done better, you would say, I forgive myself for judging myself as guilty. I forgive myself for judging myself as guilty. I forgive myself for judging myself as guilty as not worthy. I forgive myself for judging myself as not worthy. I forgive myself for judging myself as not worthy. I forgive myself for judging myself as stupid. And you keep going and you keep speaking it and you keep allowing the next word to show up. And really, this part is so powerful spoken out loud. And it's very powerful with a partner that's witnessing you. And it's also incredibly powerful to write it. The idea here is that you go from one judgment, and as that judgment starts to soften and loosen its knots on you, it literally untie itself from you, the next word kind of flows in. And at some point, you're going to find yourself in the state of forgiveness for judging yourself as anything less than a child of God, or judging yourself as anything less than whole, complete, perfect. And find yourself in the space of judging, of I forgive myself for judging myself as unworthy. All limiting beliefs, all self-sabotage, all pain ultimately comes back to not feeling worthy. So let that all come up. And hopefully there's tears of release here. Hopefully there's this amazing weight lifted off of your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body. You know, in all good intention, the spiritual body should feel as if it takes over now. And just keep repeating, I forgive myself for judging myself as. Let it keep rolling off of your tongue, coming into your mind, and rolling out of your mouth. Being as honest as you can. Going deeper into the levels beneath the surface, one right after another. This work here, step 7, the forgiveness phrase, is to be said out loud. And the reason why is because speaking it anchors it in and allows us to hear our own forgiveness, when you're speaking forgiveness for yourself, and accept it, acknowledge it, and release it on all levels. Forgiving someone else, this is, I forgive myself for judging whomever for being blank. And you know if that's where you're at right now. So you can replace a person's name for yourself. I forgive myself for judging Betty as lazy. I forgive myself for judging my ex-husband as blank. You can do that. Instead of the word as, meaning as stupid, as jealous, as whatever, you can also say, I forgive myself for judging myself for, example, all the times I engaged in lying to cover up my habits. For all the times I allowed so-and-so to be abusive to me. For the time that I made a poor decision and did blank. So you can also be specific with the word for. As is a more general judgment, for is a very specific incident kind of judgment. And you can also, again, substitute another person for yourself. I forgive myself for judging Jim for his lack of interest in things I think are important, that kind of thing. So as you're going through this process and saying it many times with your hand on your heart, which just helps you feel connection, and when you feel it deeply, now this can take a little bit, it's a big step of truth. It's a big step towards transparency and vulnerability of self. But you keep pushing through it until you really believe the forgiveness. Allow the flow of forgiveness, the spirit, the energy of forgiveness to take you over. And completely release into the rhythm that appears for you. It may come up and out of your mouth, and you had no idea something needed forgiving, but there it is. Situations may show up from years ago, from something that seemed small, for something that you felt righteous in the moment about. Let it all be released. Keep at this until you are truly empty of these judgments. And then, just when you think you're about done, ask yourself for more. Hold the space for anything and everything to come out. Give it time to completely release. This is your moment. This is your tool. When you're ready to move to the next step, you will notice yourself or your partner shift. The energy being experienced will begin to lighten. You'll see deep sighs, shoulders lowering, slow breathing. These are the signs that the forgiveness has actually been granted. And whether you're in a partnership doing this or you're doing it right now and you're observing yourself, you have to use your intuition to know when you're complete. Don't rush it. So you can see how you could go and find the anger, the pain, the sorrow, write about it, detach from the feelings, center in, and go into forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging myself as. I forgive myself for judging myself for. I forgive them for judging, or I forgive them because I judge them for, etc. So as you use your intuition to know when you're complete, but you do not want to rush, when you know you're complete, you'll see all those physical changes in your body. The tears will subside. The breathing will come back to normal, and you will physically feel a release. It hasn't really happened until you physically feel a release. The next step is to celebrate. Congratulate yourself. You've expressed ultimate self-love. Express your gratitude to yourself and or your partner. Write it in your gratitude journal. Share it with a trusting friend. Thank God and the divine and creator and everybody else that wants to listen within you for being present. Thank God for holding you during this time, and thank your ego for stepping aside and allowing this to happen. This is a big step. Now, I wish that I could promise you that one time through this process and you will never need to do it again. But the truth is, even though, let's say, you came to a really beautiful understanding of the example we gave of the divorce, let's say that you went through the forgiveness process and the tears were there and you felt the lightheartedness and the breathing, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful experience. That's amazing. Really, truly congratulations for that release. And you are human. And as long as we're human, we are susceptible to our ego, and it may come up again. You may think, oh, I have peeled this onion, I am down to the nitty-gritty, and I have forgiven all. I've forgiven them, I've forgiven me, I am A-okay. And then you turn the corner and you come back around, and this trigger shows up. And all of a sudden you feel the guilt, the fear, the pain, the rage, whatever the case may be, hit you really hard again. So the first response might be, oh crap, I thought I released this. I guess it didn't work. Not true. You released a layer, maybe 10 layers, but you never know when or where that 11th layer might show up. So if and when it does, you just go back to the forgiveness process. Just go right back. What am I feeling right now? I'm feeling X, Y, and Z. Can I detach? I'm not my emotions. I'm not my feelings. That's not my identity. Yes, that is true. And then you move into forgiveness. You move right into, I forgive myself for judging myself as. And you keep doing it, hand on heart, eyes closed, connected with God, until you feel that same release again. And depending on how many layers there are, you could do this a dozen times about one situation. And you could put it away and walk away, and a year later it may show up again, and that's okay. We're not striving to never need to forgive again. We're striving to know how to forgive when we need to. We're striving to accept responsibility for our emotions, not identify ourselves through our emotions, but take responsibility for our emotions. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It is a tool that helps you keep yourself in authentic space. The past is the past. We always do our best. And if you don't believe that about someone else, check in and see if it's true for you. If you don't think so-and-so is doing their best, ask yourself, am I doing my best? Because if I'm full of blame and shame about so-and-so, and if I'm pointing my finger over here to so-and-so, am I really doing my best? Maybe not. Doing your best at any given moment also means you can change your actions midstream. God knows I've been in an ego-centered argument with my beloved trees, and I have caught myself in a moment of not-so-great behavior. And recognizing the less-than-desirable behavior is awesome. That's the step in the right direction. As soon as I recognize what I'm doing, that I'm an ego, that I'm being nasty or mean or hurtful, the second I realize it, it's beautiful. You're in observation of your ego. And that in and of itself is a movement forward. Your divinity, your authenticity, is recognizing it's time to shift. And believe me, it can be hard to do this, but it is possible. I've been here before too. Well, I've already started down the path of being pissed off and mean. I might as well just finish it off. Really? I mean, it's such an irrational thought. But I've had it, so I know that you've had it. We've all had it. I can't turn around now and be nice. I just did that whole thing where I was so mean and so terrible and so pissed off and so full of blame. If I change my mind right now, what is that going to look like? It's going to look like God. And it's not an easy thing to do, but it's so powerful. So powerful. So that means that in the moment, now we're talking, in the moment you're expressing forgiveness. Not only do I have to forgive my beloved for whatever thing it is I'm trying to blame him for, but I have to forgive myself for my actions, for my ego taking control of me. And if you can do that, now we're talking. So, you do the best and forget the rest. That's the truth. And when you think somebody else isn't doing their best, check in with yourself and make sure that you are doing your best. And that's it. That's compassionate self-forgiveness. Not everybody's ready to forgive themselves. A lot of people out there in this illusion of what we call the real world, a lot of people are still really into, I better forgive so-and-so for doing such and such. And that's okay. That's where you're at. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I want to point out a few things here. When we forgive someone,
when we forgive ourselves, it doesn't mean that we are saying what they did or what we did is okay. If I forgive my abuser or a rapist or somebody that's done something horrible to me, if I forgive them, it doesn't mean that I'm saying what they did is all right. It doesn't mean that I would ever want it to happen again. It doesn't mean that I say their actions were okay. But I'm going to assume that in that moment, they were doing the best they knew how, even if they did something horrendous. And I'm going to assume that in that moment, I did the best I knew how, even if it really didn't look like it. Most people, 99.9% of humans, are doing the best they are capable of in each and every moment. And when you think about that, and you look back upon your life, look back upon your childhood, you look back upon previous relationships, and if you really think about it, is it possible that so-and-so did the best they could, and that was the best they had? Most likely the answer is yes. Even when people do horrible things to one another, there's always a reason. Not a justifiable reason, but there is a reason why in that moment their ego felt it was okay to do that. Their ego felt like that was the best option. That's hard to believe sometimes, I know, but it's the truth. As you learn to practice self-forgiveness more and more, you can utilize this tool in so many ways. In the moment, you can drop in and ask yourself, what is the judgment here? What am I judging here? What is the main problem here? And then you can drop right into the self-forgiveness. It's a beautiful tool. So now let's come back into the present moment. I really encourage you to do this at least one other time this week, if not more. Do it every day if you can. Self-forgiveness is an ongoing process. We're always going to do things from day to day that aren't exactly what we wish we had done because we're human. I had a conversation with somebody today, one of my clients, and I probably had this conversation with most of the people that are going to listen to this call about denying the effects of decisions made without God. So let me explain them a little bit. The morning prayer that I always recommend, that Michael recommended to me and to many others, is the prayer of Beloved Mother, Father God, make all decisions with me today. Show me where to go, what to do, what to say, how to say it, when to say it, etc. As you go down that path of asking for that guidance, you also add on there, and I deny the effects from all decisions made without you, made without God. Because I guarantee you that all decisions that we look back upon our life, you know, into our past, and all decisions from the past that are no longer, are viewed as negative, were definitely made without God. They were made in ego. And denying the effects on those decisions, I mean, of those decisions, doesn't mean you're pretending it didn't happen. It means that you will not carry guilt or pain or anger or resentment or jealousy or whatever the case may be from that decision. You're going to move into forgiveness and release it. The more you do of that, the better. The more you stay in the present moment and the more you're capable of moving forward on a regular basis. That's pretty powerful. Here's my favorite quote of all by Mark Twain. Forgiveness is the fragrance a violet sheds on the heel that has crushed it. That is so, so powerful. there is, I can't find a better quote on forgiveness. So beautiful. So at this time, I want to move into a meditation. And I need one moment, so I'm going to put you on mute. Just take a couple deep breaths. Give yourself some space and time to shake it out. Come back into the present moment. And we're going to move into a meditation in just a little bit, reviewing the 40 days of self-love. But before we dive into that, actually, before we move into the final, the meditation to close this off today, which is going to give you kind of a summary and overview of where we're at in the 40 days and just a self-evaluation before we move into that final phase, I just want to ask if there's anybody currently on the phone that have any questions or comments or concerns or anything like that. Let me tell you how you can unmute if anybody wants to. Let's see. Okay, so if anybody's on the phone right now, live, and you have a question or a comment in regards to the forgiveness process, in just a minute you can push *6, and that will unmute you, and then you can ask your question or make a comment, and then we'll move into meditation after that. So I'm going to be silent just for about, 30 seconds and see if anybody wants to ask a question or whatever, okay? So I'm going to mute myself for just a couple seconds here and see if anybody wants to chime in. Okay, so I am going to assume that I'm talking to myself. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to assume that no one has any questions or comments at this time. Just a couple housekeeping things. I would really, really love to hear from you guys. Most of you I talk to on a regular basis, but those of you that have not had a session with me yet, have not taken advantage of the 30 minutes, and we've never spoken live, I really encourage you to book your 30 minutes. Best way is to text me, 928-202-6850, and give me availability that you have, and we'll set up a time next couple of weeks, next week or so. And I'd really love to get your feedback. I mentioned to you, I think in the first or second week, that this program is becoming a book. It's coming along. We need stories. So I have a collection of stories from previous programs, but this time around, this is the third or fourth, the fourth time that I've offered this program, and this is the first time I've offered it as full, meaning there's a lot more information and in-depth processes than before. So it would be really beneficial for me and for you, of course, to tell your story. So, for example, if you had a really moving experience during week 3 about telling yourself the truth and speaking your truth to others, and you have an amazing realization that often you acted as if you knew something when you didn't, or that you were lying to yourself about whatever, and now you have this realization, everything that, of course, is shared completely anonymously. So if it does end up in the book of the story, it will not be, nothing will be revealed about who you are, and certain things may be changed just so that no one could even assume who it was. But that would be extremely helpful to me, and I would be ever so grateful for those stories. So if you have any of those stories up until this point, here we are at week 5, maybe you're going to have an amazing story about self-forgiveness. I would so greatly appreciate you sharing that story with me. And you can email it to me, or you can tell it to me over the phone, too, whatever feels best for you. So... what else? Let's see. Oh, I've been thinking about what program to offer next. And many of you, well, it's interesting because I've gotten a lot of requests for the prosperity program to come sooner than later. I've gotten a lot of requests for the relationship program to start like the day after this one ends. And what I'm really feeling is that we should dive right into the transformation program. And the reason why I think that the self-love program should go into the transformation and the transformation into the relationship and relationship into prosperity is because you'll see that not just, you know, the common sense of that line of thought or philosophy of thought, but also the program and the basis with the processes, et cetera, seem to make sense in that way. So the transformation program will come next. I will give you the exact date, but it'll most likely start the very end of February. And it is also a weekly call, just like this, and weekly homework or soul work, as I like to call it. And this, the transformation program, helps you go through the five steps of transformation if you're already in it. But it also helps you identify your soul's purpose, your true gifts to give to this world, and how you transform your life to show up in that way and be able to provide whatever your gifts are to the greater good here on earth. So that'll be our next one, and I will email you information on that. I would love to have you guys do that. And there is a discount on the price of the program. If you've done the self-love program right now, then the next program is a little less expensive than it would be for somebody coming in fresh, which most people I highly recommend. I highly recommend everybody, but I really recommend doing the self-love program before anything else. So let's move into our closing. I'm going to do like a prayer meditation all in one. And we're going to kind of go through the weeks and ground in the work that we've already done and then open ourselves up for this week of self-forgiveness. And then we'll close in prayer. So again, just centering yourself, grounding yourself into the earth, at the same time opening up the crown chakra to God and allowing God's beautiful liquid golden light to come into every cell in your body, the space around your heart, the space in your voice between your words, the space in between your breath. And feel that beautiful golden light of God flowing through your veins and surrounding all areas that you move into in your physical, mental, and emotional body. Let's take an inventory of where you're at in the 40 days of self-love. In the foundation, we begin our awakening through physical movement for our physical body. Are you doing what you feel you need to do for your physical body? Is your physical body receiving the movement, the oxygen, the circulation that it desires? In the foundation, we are treating the mind with a very special process of the morning pages. Are you committed to rising just a little early every morning to write for even just 10 minutes? Free writing, capturing the moment between subconscious and ego. Are you finding information that is new to you in that twilight space? If not, can you recommit? For the emotional body, we've asked that you do a gratitude journal. Last thing before you go to bed, 10 things you are grateful for that day. In the physical realm, the emotional realm, the mental realm, but also the things to be grateful for of yourself, what you did for yourself that day, and turning this inward to self and the spiritual body. Have you spent the time in meditation? Have you gifted yourself 2 minutes of silence, 3 minutes of listening to God in the morning, 3 minutes of listening to God in the afternoon, 3 minutes in the evening? Have you found a guided meditation that works for you? Are you able to just sit and watch your breath? Where are you at in the meditation process? Tuning in to listen to God, that's meditation. Talking to God is prayer, listening is meditation. Have you given it to yourself? The next week of the Self-Love Program is Seva, finding how you can give back, how you can be of service. Are you seeing more opportunities to give selfless service? Are you catching yourself when you are of service but you expect something in return? Are you catching yourself when you become aware that you have an anticipation of the outcome? How do you feel when you give? How do you feel when you open up and give of yourself freely? Next, we learned how to speak our truth, showing up for ourselves in the truth, showing up for others in the truth, watching and observing and listening for anything less than the truth, and speaking it, and taking action in the truth. Asking yourself, is it my truth, or is this the truth? And that, of course, rolled right into listening with your heart and asking questions. Listening with your heart, listening to the other person without thinking of what you want to say, listening to the other person in compassion and gentle, loving kindness, listening to their physical actions, their body posture, their eyes, their breath, listening, being present with every person that speaks to us, and asking questions so we have the information to make the right choice. Asking questions so we learn and we show that we care and we're present with each and every person that we come in contact to. And most importantly, asking questions of ourselves, because self-love is self-knowledge. And how can we love someone if we don't know them? All of these beautiful practices moving into week 5, practicing compassionate self-forgiveness. As you unearth each layer of your feelings and your emotions, of the negativity that we're harboring, the sadness that we're hiding, the pain that we're pretending isn't there, as these things start to come to the surface, allow them to surface and allow them to show themselves and allow yourself to feel them. No longer will we be afraid. No longer will we identify ourselves with our emotions or identify ourselves with our thoughts and feelings, because most of them are from ego. And as we begin to observe our ego and come to a place of our own truth and our own identity, we will begin to see our authentic self. Continue to move into this practice of self-forgiveness. Learn the steps, memorize them, so that in any given moment of any given day, when we find ourselves in a negative space, we can simply tune in and move through the process in your mind, even silently. This tool is so valuable. I'm so blessed that it was introduced in my life, and I'm so blessed to be passing it on to you. please share it with somebody you love. I'm going to give you one more thought as we move into our closing prayer, an affirmation. So you can say as you fall asleep, you can say in times of stress or pain or worry or anticipation or anxiety. And it's very simple. I am. I am whole. I am complete. I am a child of God. I am. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we are all so blessed. Those in this present moment and those listening in the future, we are so blessed to come together. Though we do not see each other with our eyes, though we do not hear each other with our ears, we feel each other with our spirit. Energetically, we are gathered together for the same purpose, whether now or in the future or in the past. We gather together to learn about ourselves, to love ourselves, and in turn, we learn about you, God. We learn to love you. We learn to open ourselves to you, to be transparent and vulnerable to you. And this ultimately supports us in loving others. These are the divine relationships, but they all must start with self. So here we are, God, humbled, open, and ready. Please help us to remember we are children of God. Help us to remember our purpose and our true identity. Help us to remember that all must be forgiven, that any judgments are no longer, and any pain has passed. Help us to remember that every day we have the choice of love over fear. For these reminders and for all the beauty that you share with us every day, every moment, we are grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it is. Sweet, beautiful souls, thank you so much for allowing me to share my gifts with you. I look forward to talking with each and every one of you very, very soon. And I hope you have a blessed night. Ground in this practice of self-forgiveness. It's the most valuable tool. Many blessings.